What if the leading killer worldwide has been fundamentally misunderstood for decades? Heart disease claims millions of lives annually, yet the conventional wisdom about its causes, primarily blaming cholesterol and saturated fat, fails to explain phenomena like the French paradox. How can the French, with their butter-rich diet, have just one-fifth the cardiovascular disease rate of countries following heart-healthy guidelines? This contradiction launched a three-decade investigation that challenges everything we thought we knew about heart health. The answer isn't floating in your bloodstream as cholesterol. It's in the complex dance between your blood vessels, clotting mechanisms, and repair systems that determines whether you'll face a heart attack at 45 or die peacefully in your sleep at 95. The diet-heart hypothesis claims eating saturated fat raises cholesterol, causing arterial blockages and heart attacks. However, this theory is physiologically impossible. Nobody actually has cholesterol levels, since cholesterol isn't water-soluble and can't travel freely in blood. Instead, it moves in lipoproteins, tiny virus-sized spheres. When we eat saturated fat, it binds with bile salts, gets absorbed into the gut wall, and packs into chylomicrons that bypass the liver and go directly to fat cells for storage. LDL particles form when liver-produced VLDLs shrink while delivering fatty acids throughout the body. For LDL to increase, VLDL must rise first, and carbohydrates, not saturated fat, raise VLDL. When we consume excess carbs, the liver converts them to fat and packages this new fat into VLDLs. Evidence against the cholesterol hypothesis is overwhelming. Large studies show higher cholesterol levels correlate with longer lifespans and reduced mortality risk, especially in women. The Nord-Trøndelag Health Study found moderately elevated cholesterol may be not only harmless, but even beneficial. For over 150 years, two competing hypotheses have explained cardiovascular disease. While the cholesterol hypothesis dominated public discourse, the thrombogenic hypothesis, that blood clots are the key players, better aligns with evidence. This alternative theory suggests atherosclerotic plaques are remnants of blood clots that formed after damage to the arterial lining. These clots get covered by new endothelial cells, incorporating them into the artery wall. Frequent damage, larger clots, or faltering repair systems lead to growing plaques at the same location. Actual plaques aren't simply cholesterol deposits, but complex structures containing red blood cells, fibrin, platelets, white blood cells, smooth muscle cells, calcium, and collagen. End-stage plaques typically consist of 87% fibrous tissue, 7% calcific deposits, 5% pultaceous debris, and only 1% foam cells. Research by Velikin and Velikin, studying arteries from hundreds of accident victims, showed that fatty streaks do not develop into atherosclerotic plaques. Instead, clinically significant plaques contain layers of small blood clots, termed incorporated microthrombi. Understanding cardiovascular disease requires knowing several key components that maintain arterial health. The endothelium, a single-cell layer lining all blood vessels, functions as a separate organ with a surface area the size of a football field. In healthy arteries, it forms a barrier preventing substances from entering artery walls. Covering the endothelium is the glycocalyx, nature's super Teflon, a slippery coating containing powerful anticoagulants. This fragile layer can repair itself in less than a second, serving as our first line of defense against arterial damage. Blood clotting is among the body's most sophisticated self-regulating systems. Platelets act as initial plugs and conductors, while fibrin forms sticky strands binding clots together. Red blood cells attach to fibrin, tightening the structure. When damage occurs, endothelial progenitor cells from bone marrow migrate to injured areas and develop into new endothelial layers, the only source of new endothelial cells. nitric oxide dilates blood vessels, lowers blood pressure, stimulates progenitor cell production, and prevents substances from sticking to the endothelium, making it crucial for cardiovascular health. Smoking devastates the cardiovascular system rapidly. Toxic nanoparticles breach lung barriers and enter the bloodstream, destroying endothelial cells. Environmental pollutants, vehicle exhaust, industrial emissions, wood smoke cause similar damage through reducing nitric oxide, triggering inflammation, and promoting blood clotting. Lead exposure acts as a silent killer, accumulating in bone tissue over decades and gradually leaching into the bloodstream. About 400,000 deaths annually in the U.S. linked to lead exposure, with 250,000 being cardiovascular. Lead inhibits nitric oxide production and increases blood clotting risk. Diabetes damages arteries through multiple pathways. High blood sugar strips away the protective glycocalyx while reducing circulation of repair cells. The combination of increased coagulation, chronic inflammation, and compromised repair mechanisms makes diabetic patients particularly vulnerable to heart problems. Chronic psychological stress causes similar damage through persistent cortisol elevation, which antagonizes insulin, suppresses nitric oxide, damages the glycocalyx, impairs endothelial function, and increases blood clotting factors, creating ideal conditions for heart disease. Social factors profoundly influence cardiovascular health, often outweighing traditional risk factors. After the Soviet collapse, Lithuanian men's heart disease rates quadrupled compared to UK counterparts within just 3 years, despite no significant changes in diet or smoking habits. Indigenous populations bear catastrophic rates of cardiovascular disease following colonization. Australian Aboriginal women have 30 times the predicted heart disease death rate, a 2,900% increase over risk calculations. This reflects historical trauma, disruption of traditional lifestyles, discrimination, and destroyed cultural support systems. Yet some communities defy these patterns. Pennsylvania's Rosettans maintained remarkably low heart attack rates despite smoking unfiltered cigars, drinking abundantly, working dangerous jobs, and eating diets rich in lard. Their protection came from being nourished by people through strong family ties and cohesive community relationships. Their social structure featured multi-generational households, regular community gatherings, and collective celebration of success. This social cohesion created a protective buffer against the physiological effects of stress, demonstrating that community connection can be as important for heart health as diet or exercise. Focus on protecting your endothelium and enhancing nitric oxide production rather than obsessing over cholesterol. For type 2 diabetes, empty glucose/glycogen stores through high-intensity exercise and limit carbohydrates. Low-carb approaches achieve 46% drug-free diabetes remission and 93% pre-diabetes reversal. Stress management offers significant benefits. Biofeedback and relaxation decrease blood glucose levels, while yoga can lower systolic blood pressure by up to 21 millimeters Hg after heart attacks, exceeding most medications' effectiveness. For high blood pressure, ACE inhibitors, especially perindopril, stimulate nitric oxide synthesis, while exercise increases it through multiple pathways. Rather than restricting sodium, focus on increasing potassium intake. Our ancestors consumed about 16 times more potassium than sodium, unlike modern diets. Sun exposure produces both vitamin D and nitric oxide, which lowers blood pressure, prevents blood clots, improves insulin sensitivity, and can reverse type 2 diabetes. Beneficial foods include beets, garlic, leafy greens, dark chocolate, red wine, and L-arginine-rich proteins. The thrombogenic model explains all cardiovascular risk factors more coherently than the cholesterol hypothesis. By protecting your endothelium, enhancing nitric oxide production, and maintaining strong social connections, you can significantly reduce heart disease risk, regardless of cholesterol numbers.